And then there's a second task of young adulthood, which ties into this whole business of getting married. Erik Erikson identifies the period of young adulthood as a time when the young adult faces a crisis of intimacy versus isolation. Well, the theory is that in adolescence, the child has developed a healthy ego identity. And of course, in reality, for a variety of reasons, many people fail to develop this healthy identity in adolescence. But again, ideally, then in young adulthood, this identity is ready and able to be joined with another, traditionally in marriage. This involves the ability to make a commitment to someone in a close, intimate way. Now, according to Erikson, healthy people during this period are able to compromise, to sacrifice, to negotiate, all of which one must do to make a marriage successful. This then, as I said, is a second major development task. I mean, developmental task of this period. The ability to adapt to another person in this way will increase intimacy or closeness and connection. If this isn't achieved, the result is isolation, or in other words, a kind of avoiding of being in the world. Other people experience this as self-absorption. And we've seen, for example, someone who is a really accomplished research chemist, but they spend all their time in the lab and their family is estranged. And this isn't a natural choice for a human being. We are built to be in groups, and people who isolate themselves often have excellent reasons for doing so, but the reasons are negative. So there is a fear of losing themselves or being hurt if they open up and are vulnerable to other people. So there you have intimacy or isolation. And the challenge for the young adult is to resolve that crisis. And as I said, success depends on the young adult having developed a solid, healthy identity in adolescence. It's difficult to give yourself to another person in a relationship if you do not have a self to give, if your self is not defined, if it is not solid. And it puts great emotional stress on a relationship when two people are trying to deal with the developmental tasks of marriage, when they haven't yet dealt with the important developmental task involved in just being a separate person. That, ideally, should come first. And that brings me to an interesting point about marriage today. And that is that increasingly, in the West, people who in the past might have felt pressure to marry in their early 20s, right out of college, now tend to stay single for a longer period of time. With this is the freedom, for example, to take more risks, to move to a different part of the country or to a different part of the world. And there is also with the divorce rate as high as it is, a certain reluctance, a skepticism about marriage as an institution. As a result, many young adults are waiting to get married until their late 20s or older. And in fact, the statistics show that couples who do wait till their late 20s to get married have a much lower divorce rate than those who marry in their early 20s. So we've talked about two of the important tasks of young adulthood. The first, separation from parents, which involves renegotiating one's relationship with parents. And the second, solving the crisis of intimacy versus isolation. That is bringing a solid sense of oneself to a relationship with another person. And the degree of success with which the young adult accomplishes these tasks will determine to a great extent their future success and satisfaction in life.